This is the Hot Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna.
Welcome back to the Hot Corner. We've been taking a bit of a break here lately at Sports Superstation, as you have probably noticed. About two weekends ago, we had my baseball provincials and didn't get the opportunity to have an episode. And then last weekend, a small amount of people showed up in Cavendish for the boardwalk sale, and therefore I did not get to write a script. Note the sarcasticness in my voice. Nonetheless, we are back, and as always, I'm Ryan McKenna. This episode sees us talk about all the big news we missed in the past little while, including Roger Clemens' trial, Nigel Morgan starting shenanigans on the field, and many, many records that were being set. Steven Strasburg and Dustin Pedroia shape up our injury report. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and here we are going to start off with the news.
The Hot Corner News.
The hottest trial in quite a while in the sports world has begun, and it started with Roger Clemens pleading not guilty. The next process in this trial is the jury selection, and that will begin next April on the first day of the 2011, sorry, not the first day, the first week of the 2011 baseball season. After Clemens' hearing, he departed for South Carolina for an amateur golf tournament. This past week, seeing the FBI get involved as CBC News reported that a Toronto police fraud investigator went to the Toronto Blue Jays organization demanding for medical records of Clemens's while he was a Toronto Blue Jay. The New York Yankees have also reportedly given the FBI medical records of Clemens's. To wrap up all the Clemens talk, Hank Aaron, who is second on the all-time home runs list, spoke about Clemens and Barry Bonds and what links the two. Aaron didn't comment directly on either case, but did have this to say, quote, "I'm not a judge, I'm not a juror, and I don't know who's guilty and who's what. I'm just saddened for baseball and saddened for Clemens and Bonds both," end quote. Nigel Morgan stirred the baseball world in the first week of September for three separate incidents. First, it was the shoulder check into Cardinals catcher Brian Anderson, followed by the comments directed towards Marlins fans, and then for starting a bench brawl against the Marlins. Major League Baseball decided they had enough after the brawl and suspended Morgan 8 games. Also involved in the brawl that were suspended were reliever Doug Slayton, 3 games, third base coach Pat Listach, 3 games, it was then reduced to 2, and Nationals manager Jim Riggleman, 2 games, and he also received a fine. On the Marlins side, it was Chris Volstead, the pitcher. He received a 6-game suspension. Alex Sanabria, he was suspended 5 games. Gabby Sanchez was suspended for 3 games, and their manager, Edwin Rodriguez, was suspended for 1 game. We will post the video to show what all transpired with the brawl. My favorite part was when Morgan was clotheslined by Gabby Sanchez. It made me want to say, in the Jack Armstrong voice in me, "Hello!" Anyways, Sanchez came out of nowhere, and it was classic. All the players chose to appeal their suspensions, by the way. Manny Ramirez was in an apologetic mode last Saturday, blaming himself for his breakup with the Boston Red Sox organization. Said Ramirez, quote, "I think everything was my fault. But hey, you've got to be a real man to realize that when you do wrong, hey, it was my fault. I'm already past that stage, and I'm happy with my new team," end quote. Earlier in the year, when Ramirez was in Boston with the Dodgers, he apologized to first baseman Kevin Youkilis for the fight they had before Ramirez was traded from the team in 2008. Jim Thome has been on a tear this year, in home runs that is. Thome has been a home run machine and hit his latest on Saturday night, hitting his 587th of his career, passing Frank Robinson for 8th on the all-time home run list. Thome is now 40 years old and is playing with the Minnesota Twins, who look as though they are on pace for another postseason. I'd say he is a lock for the Hall of Fame. Trevor Hoffman is easily one of the best, if not the best closer of all time, and this week he proved it even more, recording a 600th career save. At the age of 43, Hoffman is getting up there in years, and after losing his closer's position earlier in the year, Hoffman has had a save here and a save here, but hasn't had consistent opportunities until the second half. Hoffman spoke about the accomplishment, saying, "You really go out and try to be consistent. To achieve it the way I did this year was a little bit unconventional in a sense, to have to lose your job and eke your way back into getting opportunities." Good for you, Trevor. That's a very well done accomplishment, and certainly I would say a lock for the Hall of Fame. One of the biggest offseason names in the 09-10 winter, Cuban pitcher Aroldis Chapman was called up to the Cincinnati Reds on August the 30th. The lefty, who has a 104-mile-an-hour fastball, signed a six-year, $30.25 million contract with the Reds in January. Since his arrival in Cincinnati, he has been lights out. Chapman has appeared in seven games for the Reds, posting a 1-0 record in 6 2/3 innings of work. Probably the most impressive stat of all is his 0.00 ERA, which he has posted, not to mention 9 strikeouts. I think the Reds have signed someone with a lot of talent here, and he should prove to be a key piece for them in the future, whether it's as a closer or as a starter, as most predict. It's either someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed or Jeremy Arcaro is extremely upset with the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm going to go with the latter. Arcaro spoke to Sportsnet.ca a short while ago and is very upset with the way that he has been treated by the organization. Arcaro states that he has been lied to in 2009, and when Alex Anthopoulos came in during the offseason, he believed he had a new opportunity. Anthopoulos said that things would change, but as Arcaro states, they really haven't. Arcaro filled in for BJ Ryan. Prize! In 2007, when Ryan was injured, and pitched great, recording 30 saves. But in 08, he required Tommy John surgery and missed the entire season. He appeared a bit in 2009, but in 2010, after signing a one-year, $1 million contract, he only saw limited action to start the year, and when he pitched, he didn't do so hot, posting an ERA over 8. Scott Boras, arguably the biggest agent in sports, has lost a customer. It's just Alex Rodriguez, so folks, no big. A-Rod informed Boras last week that he will no longer need his services and has decided to go with attorney Jay Reisinger. Boras earned A-Rod one of the biggest contracts in the history of baseball, and sports for that matter, with his 10-year, $275 million deal. For the third time this year, Jose Bautista earned Player of the Month honors. Bautista capped off a great August with 29 hits, 12 home runs, and 24 RBIs. Is that good enough for AL MVP? I would say he'd be a legitimate choice if I were voting. Another Blue Jay player earned honors last week as well, when J.P. Arencipia won the Pacific Coast League MVP award. One of the Jays' most prized prospects was named the AAA MVP, hitting .301 with 32 home runs and 85 RBIs. The first-round selection in 2007 for the Jays had a debut to remember, going 4-for-5 with 2 home runs against the Tampa Bay Rays earlier in the season. Maybe Yahoo Sports paved the way for Mark Pryor, and maybe they didn't, but what's for sure is that Pryor signed a minor league contract with the Texas Rangers this week. Pryor was written about by Steve Henson about his comeback and pitching in the independent league. The Rangers finally gave Pryor a shot, who was great in his first year in the majors before sliding down the charts due to injuries as well as many other issues. I wouldn't expect a whole lot out of Pryor this season. Tim Wakefield, the Boston Red Sox knuckleballer, hasn't had the season he had last year, but he did have a pretty big accomplishment this past week. Wakefield is now the oldest pitcher in Red Sox history to win a game. He is 44 years old. Wakefield recorded the victory in an 11-5 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. In other Red Sox news this week, Mike Lowell, the Red Sox third baseman slash first baseman, made it official in stating that the 2010 season will be his last. Lowell will be remembered for his great clubhouse skills and being a great guy on and off the field. Injuries have limited Lowell for the past couple years, and when the Red Sox signed Adrian Beltre in the offseason, he was going to be limited to being a bench player. Lowell has 2 World Series rings and is a four-time All-Star, not to mention he was the 2007 World Series MVP. Adam Connolly, Sports Superstation's MLB senior baseball analyst and an avid Red Sox fan, says this about Lowell. Quote, I'm not surprised. He could have caught on as a bench player, but he has his World Series rings, and that's all he needs. End quote. Thanks for that, Adam. I appreciate it. Wrapping up the news is some Little League World Series news, as Japan captured the Little League World Series title a couple weeks ago for the first title by an international team in 6 years. Japan defeated a team from Hawaii to capture the title, winning the game 4-1. MVP of the game was Konnan Tomori, who went 2-for-2, including a 2-run home run. That's it for the news.
The Hot Corner Injury Report.
While our team here at Sports Superstation has been taking our dear old time off, this year's most hyped player, Steven Strasburg, has done the following. While we are gone, that is. He's gotten injured, gone on the disabled list, and had Tommy John surgery. Not to mention that surgery was successful. Strasburg went 5-2 with a 2.98 ERA in his first MLB season. He recorded over 90 strikeouts in just 68 innings. With that said, we may not see him for a while. The recovery period for Tommy John surgery is 12 to 18 months, so that may not be until 2012 until we will see Strasburg again. As the season winds down, the Boston Red Sox and their playoff chances dwindle. Second baseman Dustin Pedroia underwent surgery on his left foot, which ended his season. The screw put into Pedroia's foot should, however, make him ready for spring training in 2011. Johan Santana's season is fini. The southpaw will have surgery on his throwing shoulder. His record this season was 11-9, and he also finished the year with a ERA of 2.98. Santana gave no timetable for a return. Sometime during a pennant race, you have to fight through pain. This year is no exception, and the Philadelphia Phillies third baseman Placido Polanco is no exception. Polanco is postponing surgery to a small break in his elbow until after the season. Polanco was batting .308 on the year with 47 RBIs. The Phillies, who were 4.5 games back at the All-Star break, have really surged in the second half entering Sunday's play, as they have a half-game lead on the Atlanta Braves in the National League East. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in, and as you can tell, there wasn't a whole lot of crazy news that you missed while we were gone, but with that said, the playoff races are definitely heating up. I hope you get the chance to tune in to some games this week, and if you don't, well, we'll have you covered next week on the Hot Corner, episode 15. We will definitely be featuring some updated standings in that episode. Leading us out this week is a new song by Detail featuring Flo Rida. It's definitely my new favorite. It's called Shaking My Head. Have a great week, everyone.
The Hot Corner is a presentation of Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Editing and technical director is Matthew McKenna. Marketing department and assistant technical director is Matthew McKenna. Engineer, Patrick McKenna. Senior baseball analyst, Adam Connell. See you next week.
That shit like